Where's your heart in relationship to your husband? Is it internally adorned, trusting and abiding in Christ no matter how difficult? And some of you might have some confessing to do. All of us recognize at times we are not like this. We need to confess.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina.
And Dave, today it's Letter Day, and I have a letter from Joanna from Texas. She writes, "Dear Saints, I would like to express my appreciation for your faithfulness in telling forth the glorious gospel in truth and love. May our great God bless you in this very important work for his glory. Your sister in Christ, Joanna." Well, Joanna, thank you so much for your encouragement through your note. We are so thankful for what God is doing through his word, and we're so thankful for the privilege to share his word, and we just thank and praise him for all that he has done through this ministry. It is all him. So thank you for your encouragement. And Dave, at this time, I would just like to thank those who pray for this ministry and those who partner with us giving unto the Lord to provide for this ministry. We so appreciate what God is doing through you. And also, if you're listening to this ministry and you're being fed, the Word of God says, "And let the one who has taught the Word share all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. So with this in mind, would you consider giving a gift or consider partnering with us on a monthly basis to keep this work on the air so that God's word would go out? Not a dime goes to me or any of us in the ministry here. It all goes back into getting the word out. And so with that in mind, would you partner with us? We would so greatly appreciate it.
And Greg, as we embark on today's teaching, give us an idea of what we'll be learning.
Well, Dave, today we're going to look at the heart of the matter. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, and we're looking at verses 1 through 6.
Well, thanks, Greg. And as always, if you have to miss a portion of today's broadcast, you can hear this entire program online at etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
But let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality, it's one quality with two aspects, of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. In the same way that Christ submitted, women are to submit. And we'll see the heart attitude here. He says here, don't simply adorn the outside. We know that women adorn the outside. That's a reality. Now, there was some problems in the churches of these days. We see it in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Women were decking themselves out so much that it was a distraction, and it was a big distraction. And he addresses that in 1 Timothy 2, which was read earlier. But here he says, and let not your adornment be merely external or on the outside, braiding of hair, wearing of gold jewelry, putting on dresses. The term adornment here comes from the Greek word kosmos, which is usually translated world, and it means the ordered world. It's something that's in order, right? And we get our word cosmetics from it. You know, when the idea of using cosmetics is to order oneself in the context of beauty, right? There can be disorder the way we dress. There can be order the way we dress. There can be disorder concerning women's makeup, whatever that might be. There can be order in that. So he says, let not your adornment be merely external. You could actually translate it this way. Whose adorning, let it not be that which is outward, the braiding of hair, the wearing of gold, and putting on, it says dresses here, but it literally is the word garments. And if you'll notice in your passage, the word merely is in italics. Often, the translators will add in something that they want to help you understand what the intent of the original language is. Now, there are those who have misinterpreted this passage greatly. There are legalistic churches, and especially I see this in homeschooling communities at times, who take this verse and say, you shouldn't braid your hair, you shouldn't wear gold jewelry, and you shouldn't put on dresses. And if you took it literally like that, I'd say, you know what? Literally it says that. But the only problem with that is the last word is not dresses in the original language. It is garments. If you want to take it literally, then you're not supposed to wear clothes. You see what I'm saying? The point is, don't merely do this, but instead do this. You beautify the outside. That's okay to a certain extent, as we see 1 Timothy 2. But don't just beautify the outside, beautify the inside. You spend time adorning yourself as a woman, and that's a good thing. God isn't against that at all. One pastor says maybe there should be more of it. But the reality is, you should not only do that, but you should be doing what's on the inside, adorning the inside. Look back at our passage, and let not your adornment be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry or putting on dresses or putting on clothes. That's what it says literally. But in contrast, let it be the hidden person of the heart. This is a command, by the way. It says it's commanding not to be merely the external, and then the command is implied in the second portion. But let it be continually, habitually, the hidden person of the heart. It's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. With the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Ah, this is so important. You will never understand biblical submission, whether it's wise, whatever it is, or even us to God, apart from realizing it is a heart issue. It's not externals. It's a heart issue. You can submit externally in all the situations God allows, but if your heart isn't there, you're not submitting. You're not submitting at all. That's not submission. That's hypocrisy. It's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. Let it be, i.e. your adornment, that beautification, that ordering. Not merely those external things. That's nothing wrong with that. But the internal thing. The hidden person, or literally man. That's kind of interesting. It's for women, but the hidden man of the heart. It's the inner man. It's who you really are. What's on the outside isn't who you are. It can reflect it, no doubt about that. There's no doubt our outside can reflect that. But it's who you are in the heart. Scripture says, for as he thinks within himself, so he is. What we think, the way we think, our minds, our hearts, the same thing, is who we are. We need to adorn our hearts. Now, women here, obviously, you are to beautify your heart. The heart is the issue. Your thinking will manifest then in righteous behavior of submission with a right heart, like we see in a moment Sarah and holy women of old did. But let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit. It's one quality, imperishable quality, very important. One imperishable quality, what does he mean by that? Imperishable means that which is not subject to decay, that which is not subject to sin, that which is immortal. We were subject to sin. We are decaying, but we were saved by Jesus Christ. We have an inheritance in heaven that is imperishable. This is a quality of God, not of man. This quality does not come from us. It comes from God. It's an imperishable quality. Imperishable quality of two things described in two ways. A gentle and quiet spirit. It's like Christ, as we'll see. Christ was this way when he suffered for us. Christ was this way when he was wrongly maligned. Christ was this way when he suffered unjustly. Women, same thing. Gentle and quiet spirit. The term gentle in Greek, there are a couple words for gentle. This word is often translated meekness. It often is also paired with humility. You'll see this word, gentle and humility, right together. Ephesians 4:2, Colossians 3:12. Matthew 11:29, which we'll look at in a minute. In light of the passages that have this word, I believe one lexicon speaks of this word rightly. It speaks of a humble and gentle attitude which expresses itself in patient submissiveness to offense. It's a humble and gentle. It's meekness. It's gentle. It's not weakness. It's a gentle attitude that trusts God that he's working through it. I don't need to take control of the situation. I don't need to make it work out. It's not going to fall apart if I let it go. I'm going to trust the Lord. There's a gentleness to it. There's a meekness. A humbly submissive inward quality towards God and thus towards your husband. It's a temper of spirit that is manifest in an outward demeanor of gentleness and consideration rather than malice, contentiousness, regardless of circumstance. And wives, it's beautiful. It's an adornment. It's like the beautiful things that you do to make yourself beautiful as women. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's precious, as we'll see. The word means very valuable. In God's sight, it is so valuable to Him to see the characteristic of Christ in your heart. It's a heart issue. No matter how bad things go, I'm entrusting myself to the Lord. I'm trusting Him. I'm trusting Him to work through this for His good. Let it be the hidden person of the heart. It's on the inside. No one can see it, but it will be manifest, but God sees it. That's precious. And notice, secondly, He says, a quiet spirit. Now, this doesn't simply mean zipping your lip. It speaks of the internal reality that results in an external quietness, as we'll see. The word translated quiet here speaks of that which is tranquil. Tranquil. It's not simply zipping your lip and sucking it in, okay? I'm just going to submit. There's a tranquility. It's an inward calm based on a trust in Christ. I don't have to bear this. I don't have to make this work out. I trust You, Lord Jesus. I trust You. I have peace. I have peace. No matter how bad it looks, You're able to be quiet, not revile in return, not utter threats, to win without words. You see, when Christ is in control of your heart, you don't need to nag your husband. When Christ is in control of your heart, you trust Christ. Now, does this term quiet mean that you're absolutely mute? Absolutely not. It speaks of that tranquil, calm demeanor, not a fake calm. There are people who can fake being calm. That's not it. It's a heart attitude of calmness as you trust Christ that will manifest in your actions and your behavior towards your spouse and others. It's only because of Christ, and it is beautiful adornment. It is, as we see here, precious. The word precious means extremely valuable. You want to know what God values? He values when you are like Christ. When you yield yourself to Him and trust yourself to Him, no matter what, oh Lord, okay, I trust You. And this applies to all submissive relationships, by the way, but here specifically. Because remember, it said likewise, as Christ did. It's an internal heart adornment. It's the heart. Everything I preach and teach here from the Word of God, it has to do with the heart. Submit from the right heart, ladies. A gentle and quiet spirit. This eternal quality that comes from Christ, comes from trusting Him. Let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. And let me ask you this. What is your heart adorned with? Is it raging against the circumstances in your life? Maybe against your spouse? Do you have a continual tug to try to control your circumstances? Or do you have a gentle and quiet spirit, trusting the Lord to work through it, submitting to God and thus your husband in the context of purity, respect, with the right heart? This is what God commands. And men, we need to trust the Lord too and yield our hearts over. This is what, let it be, ladies, let it be the hidden person. When you get up in the morning, I'm sure most ladies, you comb your hair, you brush your teeth, you do whatever you need to do, put on makeup, I don't know. But you do those things and adorn yourself. Adorn your heart. Get in the Word of God. Confess your attitudes if you have them. Trust Him. Let His Word work on your heart that you would be submissive like Christ, doing what is right. If you find yourself, this isn't you, maybe you're not one of God's children. Maybe you're not one of Sarah's children, as we'll see. Maybe you don't know the Lord. Or maybe you've allowed the hardness of sin to get in your life. Confess. God forgives you. Confess. Be forgiven. Move forward. And allow God to beautify your heart with that which is precious. Where's your heart in relationship to your husband? Is it internally adorned? Trusting and abiding in Christ, no matter how difficult? And some of you might have some confessing to do. All of us recognize at times we are not like this, and we need to confess. So then, what are wives to be? God commands them to be submissive in the same way as Christ, that He might even bring about redemptive opportunities through righteous behavior to response to unjust suffering in the context of chaste and respectful behavior. But it has to come from the heart, a heart that has been adorned with Christ's likeness, trusting Him, relying on Him, allowing His nature and demeanor to be manifest. I didn't share this, but Matthew chapter 11, 29, Jesus says, I am gentle and humble in heart. That's the term, same term, meek, gentle. And lastly, we're given some real-life examples. Real-life examples. You think, hey, that's impossible. Can't do this. Well, maybe it is for you, but for a true believer, it is possible. And we're going to see that in the holy woman of old. Let's read through our passage and look at this. In the same way, verse 1, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. And let not your adornment be merely external, braiding of hair, wearing of gold jewelry, putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. And by the way, guys, when you look for a wife, look for that. That's what you want to look for. Beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord. Okay? Side note. Okay. Now we have an explanation. Verse 5. For in this way, in what way? We'll see. Gentle and quiet spirit. Entrusting to God. Adorning with submissiveness, as we'll see, in the right heart. For in this way, in former times, the holy women also who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. Not simply submission. It's in this way, the heart right. There's an explanation for in this way. Well, what way? What he just explained, the internal adornment of a gentle and quiet spirit in the context of submission. In this way, the same way that Christ submitted himself. In this way, he says the holy women. That's an amazing statement. That's speaking of believers. You see, when you trust in Jesus Christ, we are declared righteous. Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. He is a holy man. You see, and when the women of old trusted in Jesus Christ, believed in him through the seed of Abraham, that would be him, obviously, trusting that he would die for their sins, he would take their place. All the sacrifices pointed to it. They were made righteous through faith. And the holy women speaks of those who were saved. And notice these holy women, who did they hope in? Hoped in their husbands to change? No. They hoped in God. God is their hope. If you're a true believer, who's your hope? It's God. And notice what they did. They used to adorn themselves in the same way. If you're a true believer, that's what true believers do, ladies. Adorn their hearts this way. That's what they did. The holy women of old. That's what they did. They used to adorn themselves. It's not a pie-in-the-sky thought that you can never get there. Real people who are sinful and struggle with the same temptations hoped in God and adorned their hearts. Adorned their hearts. And we can too, brothers and sisters, being submissive to their own husbands. It's not simply the outward act, it's the inward heart that leads to that. Trusting yourself to God, hoping in Him, allowing His character to be manifest, adorning your heart, tranquil, gentle. Only comes from Christ. You've got to confess. We say, I can't be this way. Well, maybe you don't know the Lord, but if you do, just confess. Be honest with God. He will set you free and He will enable you by faith to have this heart. What about widows and single women? Christ is your husband. Submit to Him with the right attitude. Yield to Him. So then, in this way, holy women who trusted in God and hoped in God did this. And notice we have a specific example of someone who failed, who made a lot of mistakes, but grew in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and became faithful and is considered a holy woman. Thus, Sarah, verse 6, obeyed Abraham. There's no commands for women to obey their husbands. There's commands to submit. And within that, there's going to be a yielded obedience. Thus Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. It was respectful. It was respect, right? Chaste and respect. Calling him Lord. Now some believe this is the situation that we see in scripture in Genesis 18:12, where she says Lord to him. But that was in the context of her not believing what God had said concerning a child, where she laughed. I don't think that's the situation here. I think this is pointing to when she was walking with the Lord and a holy lady in that sense. And she just obeyed him. She obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. We see later on in the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 11, that she was fully confident Hebrews chapter 11:11, by faith Sarah herself received the ability to conceive even beyond the proper time, since she considered him faithful who promised. She trusted the Lord. She blew it along the way, but she trusted the Lord. And here she is the paradigm of women. You see, Abraham is the paradigm of those who believe. He is the paradigm of faith. He is the father, in a sense, of those who believe. Sarah is the father of women, in this sense, who believe. Because she submitted to Abraham in the same way. It was the right heart, not the wrong heart. This is speaking of when she did it rightly. And you have become her children. You are her spiritual children, in a sense. If, here you go, you do what is right. What's right? Submitting with the right heart. In the midst of even difficult situations. And sin even. Not causing sin, but sinful situations. Submitting. Obeying God. And then notice this last qualifier. Without being frightened by any fear. God is so great to put in those things that you need to hear. What are the temptations for women? If I submit, what will happen? You can fear all the outcomes of what will happen if I submit to this ungodly man. I'm not talking about sin. Don't fear. And trust yourself to the one who judges righteously. He's going to use your behavior for good. Don't fear. Don't fear. Don't be frightened by any fear. When you trust the Lord Jesus, you are under his wings. He's going to protect you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, you're going to go through difficulty. Yes, but God uses those for his good, just like with Christ. If you do what is right, are you doing what is right? Have you become her children? Some of you were married before, spouse is dead, divorced, whatever it might be. Look back. Did I sin? Confess it. Get right. Get right. Was I this way? If you weren't, confess it. Get right with the Lord. So then, what are women to be? What are women to be? Well, Scripture reveals here fairly clearly that wives are to submit like Christ did. That God might use their observable behavior, that chaste and respectful behavior, for redemptive opportunities. Wives are to submit by adorning their hearts with the imperishable Christ-like quality of a yielded, gentle, and quiet trust, which only comes through faith and trust in the Lord. And wives, if you do what is right, following the examples of godly women from the past, realize this is the way of those who are truly saved. You become her children if you do what is right. So obviously the applications for wives are obvious. What about everyone else? The reality is, it's no different for us, the walk of faith, to trust in Christ, to rely on him no matter what the difficulties. Yes, there may not be a submissive relationship, but we need to trust the Lord. We need to rely on him. We need to yield our hearts over to him. What are believing wives to do? We see ultimately it is a yielded heart to Christ, that he would be glorified through what he brings forth, even if it's bad.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we wrap up today's broadcast, what's our takeaway?
Well, Dave, our takeaway is simply this. We've seen from Scripture what wives are to be, that in the same way that Jesus submitted to the Father, wives are to submit to God as they submit to their husbands. And they're to be aware of his redemptive work in the context of unjust suffering and respond rightly, following in Jesus' footsteps not returning evil for evil, but entrusting yourself to the one who judges righteously. And ladies, adorn your hearts. You're to beautify them. You're to beautify your thinking, and that will manifest in your behavior as you trust the Lord and hope in Him. Well, that's it right now for the wives' role from 1 Peter. And now in our next broadcast, we're going to look at what God has to say for husbands. So make plans to join us tomorrow for our next edition of Equipping the Saints.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.